Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Neil, how professional a performance was that from a group of semi-professional players?
Absolutely. An unbelievable performance, James. From start to finish, you know, the dressing room's devastated because we conceded at the end because we didn't deserve to concede. I thought everything that we did in training all week, you know, give Kettering the respect they deserve. You know, they're in a league that I want to be in, that we want to be in. And I'm envious of that. We knew we'd have to be at our best. We knew it was going to be difficult to break them down, but we did. Time and time again we broke them down, and I was delighted for everybody, you know, in really professional performance. I've just said that to the lads now.
And it was a game with two pretty sturdy defences, wasn't it? And after, you know, there's some rather slightly comical defending at the beginning of last week.
Yeah.
How pleased were you that there was hardly any sign of that this week?
I mean, they're going to get better and better, you know, as a defensive unit. They're going to get better and better. You know, I took a gamble today, played Mike Donoghue in the Griff role. And, you know, people raised their eyebrows at me before the game and said he's a winger, he's a forward. Listen, Donners is so professional and disciplined and do everything I ask him to do. And he complimented the work of Doyle and Jones today. And then, you know, he let the other people do what they do. And usually he's getting the headlines at the other end of the pitch. But I thought he was magnificent today. And, you know, we took him off. He was tired. He was probably one caution away from a red, so we took him off. But, listen, this squad deserves massive recognition. You know, we can't wait for the draw now Monday. We really can't.
Yeah, and what about, well, let's talk about Regan Linney today, whose pass for the second goal was as sweetly timed a pass as you'll see. And, of course, Tundy then just did the rest. But.
You know what I think about Regan. I talk about him in my programme notes. I've brought him to the club. He knows what I think about him, and he's just getting better every game. Listen, there's not many players on the park that could have picked that pass out the way he did do, but it was his movement. He was going at, you know, going at a quick pace, and then just the weight of the ball through to Tundy, and like you said, Tundy does the rest. But listen, I could single them all out today, but they just all, every one of them, the squad, the lads who weren't involved in the 16, the staff, everybody just, you know, really deserves today. Yeah,
we were speaking on commentary in the early part of the game how well organised Kettering were, and was that bit of ingenuity that Aaron Morris produced to set Tundy up, was that what was needed to break the deadlock?
Brilliant. You know, Aaron went down the line like he's been playing right wing, you know, for how many years. He made one, he made the other, and then played it across, and we scored when we were on top. And we knew we were going to get chances, we're not going to get goals, we've got a threat at the top end of the pitch, but it was that bit of movement, you know, clever play from Aaron, then clever play from Regan, and we get in. And you know, I couldn't watch the last 5 minutes, I'll be honest. I'm up and down the tunnel, I was everywhere, but you know, I would have been devastated if we didn't win that game. But listen, Kettering came here on the back of 8 unbeaten, so that shows how good we are, you know, and how far we've come.
The first defeat since the new coach took over. So you know, in terms of the next round, are you going to say it again? You want one of the big boys?
I want the biggest here. You know, I know people might say, no, let's get an easier tie. I want to see how far we've come. You know, that I've said, I think my squad will compete well in the Conference North. I think to be, you know, mid-table, definitely with what we've got. We've shown today that we can beat one of the bottom sides or a side that's gone 8 unbeaten. And, you know, our aim is to get out. So, you know, whoever it is now, we've got into the second round of the trophy. We've got some great finances in for the club now. We've got a real buzz around the place. So let's just enjoy tonight, enjoy tomorrow, and just look forward to the draw. And whoever it will be, you know, we'll be ready for them.
And home game in the league next week. Back to yeah. Business there.
Can't get enough of the place. You know, can't get enough of the place. And you can tell, you know, when look at the crowd today. You know, no season tickets, paying people coming back. They're coming back. You know, I can feel it. I can sense it around the ground. There's a real feel-good factor, and we just want to contribute to that every minute.
Yeah, you asked for a lot of noise, and my goodness me. I was really surprised when it was only 1,200, just because of the sheer relentless volume of the SMRE.
It sounded more, but listen, you know, all we can do is keep doing our stuff on the football pitch, and hopefully we entice more people to come back. And you know, I like that song they sing about 2,000 fans, and you know, it's my dream to get 2,000 fans in here. And you know, next week again, Scranton, why not?
Yeah, they'll come. My feelings are, you know, like on a couple of occasions with the two headers back to Belford, I was just saying I felt that possibly the noise in the ground could have, on the initial one, I felt Belford shouted for the ball, right? And he didn't move. I think the noise in the ground sometimes can mask those little shouts out. And in the second one with Doyle, he didn't shout that time, and there was a little bit of indecision there. But the lads are making up for it, you know, for the work rate, for the enthusiasm. They were asking me, like, you know, the lads here that... Udrid, I think, was the man of the match. And I said, you know what, you can give it every single one of them, because they all played a part one time or other. But if you really had to nail me down, I've got to say, the thing that got us through to the next round, which is the two goals.
Yeah.
And you've got to look at it that way, because it's a level par. I think they've done superb.
They've all done superb. You've got an exquisite talent at the top end of the pitch who scores. He's great for us as a manager.
Just one, it's a small mention for someone who's been biding his time and came on as a sub, Ashley Young. I thought he looked really steady, didn't he? Looked just what you needed.
I've upset Lenehan today. You know, the natural one was one of them two to go in there for Griffiths. And, you know, as a manager, sometimes you've got to be brave. And I've said to both of them, Puddy, come on, listen, I know you're annoyed with me. You know, let's have it out after the game, and we can do. As a manager, you make decisions today as it come off. But listen, they're very much part of the squad. And Ash Young came on, Jack Lenehan came on. And nobody probably thought I was going to go with Donoghue today. I've been thinking about it all week. And you've got to be brave to be a manager. And, you know, it could have gone horribly wrong, but it didn't. But like when they came on, their attitudes are superb. And you've got to credit that.
Do you know the thing is there, though? You put Donoghue in that situation, you know, where he was a holding man. But he started working up further up the field to create those little things. And the natural thing that I was waiting to see would happen happened, where Potsy just covered round nice and steady. Nobody ever noticed. And then in the next breath, as it broke down, Donoghue comes back and Potsy goes out and engages.
Great relationship.
It was really
we did it on Thursday night. We did it a lot on Thursday night. And listen, the clever footballers, they're good footballers. They trust each other, and you know, they're not mad at, you know, like I just said about Young and Lennon, they're not mad at Donoghue for playing today. They're not mad at me, but you know, they're just frustrated that they want to get in. And
yeah, they want the chance.
As a football club now, as a team, we're motoring. You know, we're on a really good run, and you know, lads just want to be around the place. Yeah, everyone wants to be out in the park, but you know, look at the dressing room now. 20 lads in there, you know, the staff are in there, they're all celebrating together, and you know, this is a massive result for the
club. And you will need that squad, because obviously a lot of fixtures have piled up now with the cup run.
I actually thought, James, you were going to mention Jordan Buckley when you said coming off the bench, because I thought he was great when he came on.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
you know,
he worked his socks off, didn't he?
He's been very patient, you know, he's looking, well, am I going to get in ahead of Tunde? But you know, sometimes we rotate at the top end, but again, his attitude was exceptional. I would like to mention on obviously we had the minute silence today, and you know, Dave Chadwick's granddad sadly passed away last week, and you know, he's watched Chaddy, you know, since Chaddy was 18, and Chaddy's took it really hard the last couple of weeks, and he's been missing from the club, and we've given him that time, and the minute silence was special, and at the end the win was special, and I could see it in Chaddy's eyes. So you know, for Chaddy's granddad and for Chaddy, this is definitely, you know, one for them, and you know, our condolences go to him and the family.
Perfect note to finish on. Neil, congratulations. Please pass that on to the team. Wonderful performance. And we'll see you in 7 days.
Well done, guys.
Back to the
league.
So keep the excitement going.
Yeah, thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.